The Saskatchewan Roughriders tamed the roar of the BC Lions 37-18 on Saturday night, and Rider fans of the Green Zone were rejoicing.
Go Riders! I love that we're 4-0. It doesn't happen very often. Let's take it while we can.
Well, I was really happy. Pretty impressive win.
Like Belton was saying, that was a good old Southern beatdown, I think.
I would say one of the loudest stadium games that I've heard in a long time at Mosaic.
They came together and played as a strong team.
Coach May said they're going to take advantage of this bye week, celebrate a little, look over some film, and kind of heal up.
They'll be happy to have a little bit of time to kind of just, you know, sit in a cold tub and maybe have a Pilsner or two.
My buddy Belton Johnson, our Grey Cup chap, Green Zone analyst, joins me now to analyze the game a little more. Where should we start? What about Jake Mayer at quarterback? What do you think?
I thought it was meh. and the only reason being, I mean, he did enough, right? Like, he didn't lose the game for the Riders. I think I expected a little bit more of him, being a former starter with the Stamps and everything. I know there are some balls that he wants back. You know, that one particularly, the Robustelli, it was a completed pass. But that could have been a touchdown, you know, on the run there.
Yeah.
When you threw it, right? So he did okay. Nothing special. Let's put
no.
it like that.
No, you made a great point. He didn't turn the ball over, and his dart to Busby was a TD, and he didn't turn the ball over. So that just makes me think, okay, adequate, but I agree with you. Could be better. But side note, BC's Jeremiah Mazzoli, he was horrible, and so were the rest of the Lions for some of the penalties they took that cost him. And at the end of the half,
Mazzoli with some time, far side. Oh, my goodness, on the far side of the field, it's taken away to the end zone. Touchdown, Riders! 87-yard pick six. Come on, Campbell gets it done.
What a turning point that was, my friend.
That was a huge turning point, to Von Campbell picking that ball off from Mazzoli. And being that, you know, the previous play, I think he had hit, or Jeremiah Mazzoli hit Hatcher, but it was, I think, offside.
Offside, yeah.
You know, so for the Riders, when you get the ball like that and score before halftime, that's always a good thing, because that put the Riders up big time, and they never look back after that, Greg.
A.J. Ouellette, what a beast.
A.J. Ouellette midfield before he's eventually tracked down from behind in a big pickup on the ground.
Man, that guy's been on a roll, right? That's his third straight 90-yard-plus rushing game, and 139. Yeah. What'd you think?
Heck of a game by A.J. Ouellette. Don't forget, he chipped in with 12 yards receiving there as well. And, you know, the best part about his game was, I think it was after the game, he got the game ball.
Yeah.
And guess who he gave it to, Greg? The Hoggies up front, man. The O-line.
That was pretty cool.
Been amazing. You know, AJ's been amazing. He's helped Jake Mayer win that game.
And Brad Lawther. Well, he can be lauded with praise, can't he?
That's my guy, Greg. He is my guy.
Hey, I thought our guy was Tommy Stevens in the closing minutes, running the ball, killing the clock. Did you notice it all, Belton? It looks like his teammates love blocking for him and letting him shine. I know at the time the game was well in hand, but it looked like the line was actually pumped to make him look good. Didn't you think that?
I really did. And, you know, he's an added dimension running the ball there. And the play that I really love was where he faked the handoff to Ouellette, and Ouellette was the lead blocker.
Yeah.
And everything. That was a pretty nice play. And I want to see more of Stevens running that ball a little bit more.
That was fun to watch. And, hey, when they do get back from the bye week, I'm sure Corey Mace, our coach, will be pushing them. Another 136 yards they gave up in penalties again. But, hey, yeah. A win's a win.
The win's a win. They're 4-0. They get this is where, you know, right before the bye, right? You want to get a win before the bye to relax a little bit. You don't want to let the foot off the gas. Like you said, they still have things to do. And that's the good thing about the Riders right now. They still can improve.
Well, they all deserve a little rest and relaxation, but I'm sure this club has the feeling that I think even through the bye week, they're going to be looking over a little film at a leisurely pace, hey, and just keeping the mindset. It's not over. The Bombers are 3-0 behind them, and they play in Calgary Thursday night this week. That's our next matchup against Calgary the following week. But any thoughts in closing about our Riders and moving through the bye week here?
I think I picked them to go 13-5 this year. I almost want to change that to give them a few more wins. But they just need to keep on the track that they're keeping here because they are one heck of a team right now, Greg.
They certainly are, my friend. Well, that's a good way to go into a bye week, no doubt about it. And always good to catch up with you, Belton, after a game to recap something like that. That was fun. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, have a good one and happy Canada Day, Greg.
Oh, I love my trooper. Canada Day tomorrow, the 158th birthday.
Happy birthday, Canada Day. Happy birthday, Canada.
Happy birthday, Canada.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day in the park, and maybe you're just choosing to celebrate in your own way. Everyone does it differently, and this Canada Day might feel a little different. I mean, given how Trump has treated Canada over tariffs, the border, and calling on us to become the 51st state over and over, he said it again on Fox yesterday. And if you do feel differently, how do you think you're going to celebrate Canada Day? Are you just going to relax in the backyard and toast Canada with a barbecue, or are you more inclined to hit up Wascana Park and feel some Canadian pride there by watching some local entertainment and lots of food and fun there? Or do you feel at the very least like you're maybe just going to go celebrate? Maybe on a patio or deck of a local business, toast Canada and support local. Well, that's a good idea, too. And it seems Canadians are really wanting to just kind of pay a little more attention to it. In a poll this week, it seems there's some sentiment to make it a bigger deal. The feeling is highest, according to the poll, among baby boomers and residents of Manitoba and even our province, Saskatchewan. This from a Harris poll. And I certainly think we Canadians have a lot to celebrate this Canada Day. Come on, look. Just from a sports perspective, if you will. The Riders won on the weekend. They're 4-0 already. On a national level, I'll never forget that tournament in February. Canada winning the Four Nations face-off back in Feb.
Off the drop, and David went forward and nearly got a shot on. The car sends it around. Marner waiting. Connor McDavid scores! Connor McDavid for Canada!
Oh, man, you remember that tournament started with the brawl and then to win it like that. It was just a magical Canadian moment. And then, of course, the Oilers, they may have fallen short in the Stanley Cup, but back-to-back seasons at the Cup, Canada's been there. Odds makers already picking the Oilers to win the Cup next season. Sam Bennett, who just signed on the weekend an 8-year, $64 million contract to remain with the Panthers, may think differently than the odds makers, but he's a proud Canadian. He just won the MVP title of the NHL playoffs. In the NBA, another Canadian, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from Hamilton, a playoff MVP. Freddie Freeman, World Series MVP from Ontario. And on top of all that, come on. I'm not going to deny it. It does have its share of imperfections, but we have healthcare that's the envy of many around the globe. Great looking country right across east to west. We're all welcoming, polite, love to talk about the weather. We care about our neighbors, spelled with a U. Oh yeah, we're sorry when we don't always have to be either. So feeling pretty good as a Canadian right now. Happy 158th birthday. Hope you have a great day tomorrow and show some Canadian pride. A little tragically hip as we close in on Canada Day, off tomorrow, as many are. I'll be back on Wednesday. And certainly when you think about Canadian artists who would be in the category of, say, okay, iconic, you'd have to put the tragically hip. I bet many would. Guess Who? Joni Mitchell. Who else? Trooper. Oh, that Hot Shots album. Hey, tomorrow, Harlequin is going to be in Wascana Park as part of the free entertainment stage. A little more on that in a second here with Bryce Perkins, who, together with his volunteer group, is putting on the celebration tomorrow. And Bryce, the key word you say is free. Is that right?
It's true. Everything inside Wascana Center for Regina Canada Day is free for all families to enjoy this year.
Okay, well, let's get in on some of the fun. You've got a fun zone. I imagine that's for the family.
Yeah, Regina Public Library is bringing back their family fun zone again this year. We're going to have a family stage that will run from 10 to 6 with entertainment all day. And then around their family fun zone, there's going to be multiple activity tents. So you can, you know, indulge in science or literature or cultural teachings. You know, even the Regina Police and the Regina Fire Protective Services are going to be down with their vehicles. You know, you can enjoy seeing those up front and personal as well.
Super cool. Bryce, I hear some of the riders after that big game against the Lions are going to be dropping by along with Gainer the Gopher. Do you know how many or do you know who's coming?
It's a show up and be surprised at what favorite players are going to be down there. But yeah, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders are going to be down in the park from 10 to 6. They're going to be bringing down some players for an autograph alley between 1 and 3 p.m. Gainer the Gopher, the cheer team, the pep band, they're going to be down there as well celebrating Canada Day in style.
If the weather holds, it's going to be jammed and there's going to be lots of families with kids looking to burn off some energy in the park. You've thought of that too?
Yeah, we got this year the Apex Adventure Zone and it's bigger and better than ever. We got bubble soccer. We have a trampoline park. We got the adventure complex, bringing everything down into the park. So make sure that, you know, after your kids had some mini donuts in the food truck alley, you can burn off that energy throughout the day.
Okay, Bryce Perkins, my guest. He and a group of volunteers put the Canada Day celebrations on, and it'll be terrific. Let me challenge you here. Tethered balloon rides. Got them?
Got it. Remax is bringing the hot air balloon, and that's also free. So you'll be able to see Wascana Center from 50 feet above the ground, and you'll get to see all the celebrations from a bird's eye view.
That's awesome. Okay, take me to the entertainment stage, always just in front of the ledge there. When does that start, and what's the lineup like?
Lineup this year is all Canadian, and that was the goal. It's going to start at 12 o'clock with our opening ceremonies, and then the first band will hit the stage from 1 o'clock all the way up until Jake Vaudeland at 7 p.m. as one of our first headliners this year. Jake Vaudeland and the Sturgeon River Boys, who won a Juno Award this year. And then we also have, at 8:30, our big headliner, Harlequin, will be on the main stage. So check out the local bands and then stick around for the two big headliners for this year's 158th Canada Day celebration.
Well, I think a lot of my listeners know a lot about Harlequin, but if you have no idea who Jake Vaudeland is, give him an opportunity to entertain you. I saw him a couple of years ago. I can't explain it. I don't know. Have you seen him yourself, Bryce?
I have. I had a chance to see him when he was touring around Saskatchewan here a little while ago, and you have to see him. It's like a throwback to the past, but him and his band, they bring it to life.
I don't even like the kind of music he plays. But I'm telling you, I'm still entertained by the end of it. I guess I should admit, I did start to like his music, but he's just awesome. Harlequin at 8:30. Okay, and it's handy. The beer gardens are right next door, right? Aren't they?
Yeah, so the beer gardens is your front row seat to see all the bands and our headliners right up and personal. We got everything that you need to celebrate Canada Day in style. Plus, while you're sitting in the beer gardens, you're not going to get a closer seat to the stage. So it's the best place to bring your buddies down, have a couple of pints, and just enjoy Canada's birthday.
Let's get to the fireworks. This is what everyone loves to end their day with. What time do you think they'll be off?
Canada Day fireworks will set off at 10:30 p.m. The best seat, though, if you want to get, you know, the best seat for the fireworks this year, make sure you're around Wascana Center's waterfront. That is the best place that you're going to get to see the fireworks up close and personal. Our goal is always to see, you know, what we can do next to make it better for families and friends and just the community to come down to the park. It's something that's really special for us as, you know, the volunteer group that puts on Canada Day. We always just want to add a little bit more every single year.
Bryce Perkins, my guest. Bryce, to you and all the volunteers that help put this on for tomorrow, I commend you and thanks for all the efforts. I appreciate it and all the details.
Not a problem. We hope to see you down in the park.
There you go. You can't salute Canadian artists without a little Andy Kim and Rock Me Gently. That must have been on Sound Explosion, KTEL, 1975, I'm going to guess. Frank, can you look that up for me? I'm curious now what year that was. I couldn't help but notice a lot of campers leaving my neighborhood on Friday as the kids left school for the last time for a couple months. Many were starting their big summer vacation, going camping, and Paul Johnson at SAS Parks checked in and said the month of July starting to fill up, but there's still room.
We are really on the eve of our busiest time of the year. You know, starting today, we are welcoming a lot of guests to our parks, and that includes people coming out for a day just to visit the beaches, the picnic areas, or go for a hike, but it also includes an awful lot of campers coming into our parks. So numbers look great for us. In July, we are overall across the park system 70% full, but there's a lot of room for more people to come and enjoy our parks. And our numbers for August, I will say there's even a lot more room in August for people to make camping reservations for the summer in park.
And I mentioned how, you know, with the first week of school out, you know, first full week of vacation for kids and going out to enjoy the great outdoors. The city is actually reminding everyone that, you know, school and playground zone speed limits are in effect year-round. Just saying, 7 a.m. till 7 p.m., 7 days a week. The fines start at $170 and go up with every click you're over the speed limits. And they will be looking for you, too, on the lakes tomorrow. Mounties say they will be out cruising around as boating and beer don't really mix on Canada Day. Alcohol involved in 60% of fatal boating accidents that happen in Canada each year. So make sure you're playing by the rules on the lake as well, too. Riders, they might be on the lake. I know you just heard some of them are going to be in Wascana Park tomorrow signing autographs. It's a pretty incredible thing to see the green and white in such a good position right now. A record of 4-0, only the Bombers have a pretty solid record behind them. They're 3-0, and they play Calgary on Thursday night. We don't play Calgary till next week, July 11th. But the coach said, hey, this week off gives them time to enjoy a little leisure time, maybe heal up.
They'll be happy to have a little bit of time to kind of just, you know, sit in a cold tub and maybe have a Pilsner or two.
That's a good idea. And really quick, another CFL moment from last night. I thought this was incredible. In the third quarter, Ottawa was going for a field goal. They were well behind the Argonauts. But it's blocked by Derek Sluka. And Sluka takes it the length of the field for his second score of the night. Listen to this.
That's blocked. Hands up. Knocked away. It rolls into the end zone and Sluka has it. But instead of three, it's looking like this will be one as Sluka keeps running around. No, looking to get up. Sluka, has he had enough running for one day? 105 for a touchdown on a fumble return. And this time, on a blocked field goal. Touchdown Argos. What a night.
And what a run, because he ran so much in the end zone before he got out. I thought there's no way he's going to be pooped. But he did it. The Argos went on to win 29-16. Hey, another CFL note. There seems to be an indication that Canadian superstar rapper Drake is set to launch his CFL clothing line. Teased it on Instagram on the weekend. It's going to include shirts and hats for all the franchises. He's the highest certified digital singles artist in history. He's got top 10 hits coming out of his yin-yang there. 80, as a matter of fact. I think top 10 hits. This guy knows what he's doing on the clothing angle, too. It's been very successful. And if you want a little more information, I think later today I'm hearing that the CFL will announce officially the partnership. But he teased it on the weekend. And what's next? Drake? Grey Cup halftime show? Could that happen? Maybe. We'll see what happens. CJME News Time now is 827.